I like my purple shirt. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, anyways. So today, like I said, I'm trying to speak every day because I'm trying to become a better speaker, and I want to find out what filler words I'm using. If I'm using the ahs or something like that, or you know, whatever I'm using. I don't think I'm using really anything. I don't know. But anyways, there was a new discovery yesterday, so I figured I would go back over some of the science discoveries that we found, and just to discuss them, and you know what I mean, then we'll have them all in one place, right, and it'll be nice. It'll be like a trip down memory lane, right? It was so much fun. And it all started with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's one of the best science fiction actors that we've ever had, the world has ever had. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he's on the Walk of Fame, but he should be. He should be, for sure. He's a great actor. Anyways, it started with him. He's the one who brought up a lot of the questions that I asked, and then those scientists, they couldn't answer. And it all had to do with the apple. It all had to do with the apple. Right? It was funny. Yeah, it was really funny. So anyways, the first question, what's gravity? Right? Just to explain gravity to me. And nobody could do it. The string theorists, and these people would make millions and millions of dollars on tenure, right? And nobody could tell me what gravity was. And that was just a number that they just multiplied. They just fucking made it up. They just made up that number. It's unbelievable. And then, the population had to take vaccines because they had to listen to the science. And they got shamed from not listening to those fucking guys. Those guys are all full of shit, right? They're just science fiction writers, right? It's all bullshit. None of them had been able to answer any of my questions. And we had a good one yesterday. It was a moon one. So the first moon one was... So the moon, the way it came into existence, the way that moon right there, it's right in the fucking sky. All you gotta do is you gotta go outside and you gotta look at it. It's right there. It's huge too. And these guys, they never look at it, right? So what they say is that a long time ago, billions of years ago, right, when the Earth was forming after the Big Bang, which was this fuck off. They don't know anything, right? I don't know how they know it. Right? Can they prove that? Can they prove to anyone how they figure this out? No, they can't. Right? They just sit there and make it up. And I watched. What was that guy's name? The one that I wanted to clone and make him a little one, and I could hug him all the time. Whitner, something like that. The string theorist. That really nice one. Him. Oh, I would hug him so much. Anyways, he's so fuzzy. Yeah? Anyways, that guy. He was like the smartest guy on the fucking planet, right? But he didn't know what gravity was. And then he was explaining some of the string theory things, and then you should have seen how happy he was. You know what I mean? I know that day he napped. He probably napped 2 hours that afternoon, right? Because he was so excited, and he was saying, "Oh, and there's going to be one here, and it's going to have gravity, like a wavelength, and there's going to be like microwaves going around it, magnetic waves. This one's not going to have any, right? I don't know how the fuck you figure that out, right? And then, you know, they save the day with fucking multiverse. Anyway, but you got to believe the science, right? You got to believe the science. Hey, where's my plant? I got nobody to talk to. Hey, okay, you're over here. Okay, anyways, so that was, so that, yeah, that was him hanging out. But anyways, so billions of years ago, fucking big rock. The Earth was in formation, right, in formation time. And the big rock was going through space. Boof. Right? And if a rock goes through space, it could go fucking millions of kilometers a fucking second. You know what I mean? There's nothing fucking stopping the thing, right? And once it goes that fast, that's it, right? Unless it hits something, fuck, that's how, that it's booking non-stop, non-fucking-stop. You know what I mean? Unless it gets caught into a gravity field or some shit like that. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. Anyways, so the moon, so this moon's just, the Earth is just sitting there, right? And then this fucking big rock, wow, comes and fucking smashes into the side of the Earth. Boom! Fuck, boom! This big giant fucking rock goes off. Bing! Fucking it breaks fucking like, you know, a third of it, right? Look at the size of the moon. It breaks a third of it off, and that's the moon. That's how we got the moon. So, I have no idea how we got, so both, what shape was it before this fucking rock hit it to, you know, fuck, look at the size of that fucking thing. You know what I mean? You know how much destruction there would have been? Fuck. And then both rocks, they're perfectly round. I don't know how the fuck it happened. And that fucking moon, it gets knocked so perfectly, it gets into an orbit so perfect that we only see one side of the face, right? Only one side. It spins perfectly once around. And we even have leap years and shit like that. That doesn't affect the fucking thing. It spins perfect. Like, the leap years don't matter. Like, we're off on our time, right? We're off on the 24-hour clock. We know this. But it doesn't matter to the moon. The moon's always fucking perfect. Anyways, there's one side of the fucking face that we see. That's it. One fucking side of it. And then there's divots in it. Because they say they got hit by rocks, right? How the fuck did it get hit by rocks if we're blocking it? You know what I mean? Like, how does a rock pass us and hit the fucking moon? How does it do that? I have no clue. No fucking idea. And if that were happening, how come we didn't get hit? I don't know. They're full of shit. And what happened to that rock that hit the fucking Earth that caused this fucking destruction? How many people died? Or dinosaurs, or whatever the fuck. Anyways, that's their fucking story, right? I don't know how the fuck they even believe that. That's the craziest fucking story I ever heard. And the best is the fossil fuels, right? That's the greatest fucking story of all time. So the fossil fuels, so they're dinosaurs, right? And so the dinosaurs, they died, and then they became oil, right? So how did this happen? I don't fucking know, right? But anyway, so they died and they became oil. And how do they get oil? They have to drill down into the earth. They have to drill through fucking stone and granite and fucking all that shit. They got to drill thousands of feet underneath it. And now they're doing fracking. They're drilling 10,000 feet into the fucking earth to get that oil, right? And they've been getting it for fucking 150 years. Fucking just pumping it all over the world. All over the world. They're drilling for oil in all fucking places of the earth. So that means that the dinosaurs, they fell down, right? And then a bunch of fucking stones and granite and shit fell on top of them and caused these caves and all this shit and filled it up thousands of feet. And then more dinosaurs came and fell, right? And caused more fucking oil. And then more stone landed, more thousands of feet of stone landed on top of them. And it fucking perfect. It made it round, right? It made the fucking planet round. Yep. Anyways, that's their fucking story. That's what they believe, right? Fossil fuels. Yeah, okay. It's fucking from dinosaurs. How the fuck do you believe that? Like, who in their right mind would fucking believe that? Fucking dinosaurs. And then granite falls on top of them. From where? How come there's no granite falling right now, man? I'm scared of fucking, of the water rising. I'm fucking scared of fucking granite falling on top of me from fucking God knows where, right? You know what I mean? Like about 2,000 fucking feet of it, right? holy shit. That would scare me. You know what I mean? That's what I should be scared of, right? Because fucking water level, who gives a shit? Right? How do they test the water level? They go there and stick a fucking a ruler in the water, and then they say, oh, look, it went up fucking an inch and a half. Last year, it was down an inch. So, right? Wow, the water level's rising. What the fuck are you talking about, right? So I asked the guy, I said, well, what about your bathtub? You know what I mean? You got the ebb and flow, right? Sometimes the water's up and sometimes the water's down, right? The moon, supposedly, it has a gravity force and it pulls the earth and makes tidal waves, right? Yeah. And it causes the fucking plants to look up into the sky. That's what the moon does. Why? How the fuck did this happen? Okay, all right. Okay, no problem. Okay, science. Hey, you gotta believe in science, right? So, anyways. So we know that there's waves. We know there's waves, but we still measure and we say there's the water's rising and then I have to give them money. So I don't know how that fucking fixes anything, right? Me giving them fucking $2 or $15 to throw at a TV fucking fixes that. How the fuck does it fix that, right? There's more water there today. Well, fucking measure it tomorrow. You measure it every day? No. Right? So fuck off, right? I'm not giving you any more money. Fucking dicks. Climate change. You don't believe in climate change? No, I believe fucking it gets warm. It gets warm in the summer. It gets cold in the winter, right? Fucking changes that all the time. I see it. I see it happen every year. Every year I believe in climate change, right? But I don't believe, well, fucking Blood and Gore, the guys who have that stock exchange for carbon credits, you know, they buy properties on the fucking coast, right? So they're not afraid. You know what I mean? So why the fuck should I be afraid? Why should I pay money? They don't. Anyways, okay. What did I got there? The bees. I remember my daughter. Yeah, in school. They get them young in school. I think she was in grade 5. I think she was in grade 4 or 5. She came home, she was fucking crying. Ah, we're killing the bees. We're killing the bees. I said, how the fuck are we killing the bees, right? So I haven't killed a bee in a long time. No, because of we're driving cars and we're breathing and shit like that. And I said, fuck, come on, right? So, you know, she's all upset, right? So I took her to the grocery store. We went in the cereal aisle, right? And I said, okay, what do we got here, right? Cereal. I said, okay, how do these come here? They come here in a fucking truck, right? I said, look at this cereal. I said, when we open this, is it full? I said, no, right? I said, it's only filled to about here. You know what I mean? I said, there's about a third of it that's empty, right? But they need the box big because they need to advertise, right? But these boxes, they come in on a truck. And these trucks, they travel every day. Every day they're driving, right? So I'm missing a third on this one box. So, you know, this piles up. So that means the truck, I'm losing a third, more than a third, because I'll lose some fucking space up at the top too, right? So I'm traveling in a big truck with that diesel fuel, that giant truck. I'm traveling, and I'm delivering nothing. I'm delivering air at times, right? Says, yeah, okay, so why do I gotta pay? You know what I mean? Why? How about him? How about the guys who fucking fill up the grocery shelves, right? The guys who make those boxes. The guys who put the vitamins in those bottles that fucking half of the bottle is empty, or the Tylenol. You know what I mean? What about those guys? Right, you know, look at shipping. Look at trucking, right? Get those off the road. How about that? You know what I mean? That'll fix not only fucking climate change, but it'll keep the asphalt stronger, right? And it'll be better for traffic, right? And we'll get more stuff in the stores, right? The stores won't have to be that big. You know what I mean? Like if you could fix all the items like that, right? You know what I mean? The stores wouldn't have to be that big. Maybe. Or they can get more items in there, right? Which would be even better. So, anyways, she wasn't afraid after that. So, you know what I mean? That was good. But that, you know, this one get you afraid. What else we got? Okay, everything changed much. Yeah. Okay. So, and then with gravity. So I asked the geniuses there. Said, well, how come all the planets are in a line? You know what I mean? Shouldn't the planets be all over the place? You know what I mean? Like there should be some that go like this. Some that go like this, and then, but no, they're always in a straight line. How the fuck does that work? It's just the way it works. Okay, all right. So you know that's silly, right? That's fucking idiotic. How the fuck can that happen, right? If it was all by chance, there's no fucking way it'd be in a straight line, right? There'd be planets all over the place, right? You know, there'd be different angles, you know what I mean? I don't know. And then the gravity. So they say that they say that the universe is expanding. It's expanding at 800,000 fucking miles or kilometers a second. You know what I mean? That's how fast the Earth fucking goes. Right? Right through space. And then the moon fucking travels around the Earth, right? And then the Earth travels around the sun. Okay, so Earth travels around the sun, and the moon travels around the Earth, right? So when the moon gets over here, right? How come the Earth doesn't hit the fucking thing? Like, how does it, and then when it passes it, how does it catch up? Because it goes away from it, right? So at one point, they're both going the opposite directions, right? And then the fucking moon takes a hard left turn. Hard left turn. But this guy's still fucking flying. The Earth is still going, boom, right? Because he's going around the sun. How does it catch up? So anyway, I asked Neil deGrasse Tyson that, right? And he said I was ruining everything. He said I was ruining everything, right? But fuck, how the fuck does it catch up? But you know what that tells me? It tells me, one, fuck Mars, you know what I mean? Mr. Musk there is all full of shit, right? Hey, we're going to go to Mars. He can't go to the fucking moon. How come he doesn't go to the moon? You know what I mean? Of course he's not going to go to the fucking moon, right? Right? It's all bullshit. It's all fucking horseshit. But if the moon doesn't go around the fucking Earth, then I don't know what the fuck that thing is, right? I have no idea. I'm fucking terrified of that thing that's in the sky. I don't know what the hell's in there. Somebody's fucking in there. Somebody's in there, right? That's why I told you that I'd be fucking terrified, right? I know this can't be my planet. There's no fucking way. I wouldn't fucking live like this. Fuck, you guys are killing each other, man. You live like fucking idiots. You're all slaves, right? Everyone's a fucking dick. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are fucked. You what? You're just mental, man. Anyways. But I love you. Yeah, you should let me free and give me some money. Give me some fucking money so I don't have to deal with you fucking dicks. Anyways. They're not going to give me fuck all, right? I don't mind talking to you, fucking dick. Anyways. Yeah, so that Mars is all bullshit, right? It's all horseshit. What else do I got? Yeah, the moon's orbit. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah, that's pretty well it. Yeah, the Mars trip. That's fucking hilarious. And people are paying a lot of money. And they just go in not even in orbit. The rockets. If a rocket was actually going into fucking orbit, it would go straight up, right? You know, the closest between two, I would think, okay, where's space? Well, the shortest distance is fucking right there. I gotta go straight, right? You just gotta go straight, right? Or you can just fucking go that way. Which way is the Earth? Which way is the Earth going? It's going this way? It's going that way. Oh, he's going that way? Okay, let's go this way. Then we'll just pop off the end, right? Right? Because it's going that way, right? So then we can just go this way and boom, and we'll just be right up. No, I can't do that. Why not? You gotta go this way. Okay, so I gotta go this way. Okay, so that means I gotta go straight, right? No, you gotta curve and turn. Why? Because you gotta go out the end. I have no idea how it fucking works. I have no idea how it works. But when I was watching that fucking space show, they had a space fucking machine, whatever, a rocket or a fucking ship. And the bolts, when they put the nuts on, the bolts would have stuck out of the nuts, right? So it was a fucking lie. Because there's no way you would have extra weight on the fucking spaceship. If you're making a spaceship, how much money you'd be spending on those fucking, those bolts would cost you $80 a piece because they'd be made out of something fucking pure titanium or whatever the fuck they use, aluminum or who knows? They're using fucking high-end metals, right? And there's no way you would have any waste. That would fucking fit flush. Flush, that nut would be fucking flush. You'd look at it, you put your finger on it, it'd be fucking perfectly smooth and straight. It would be right at the end of that thing. There'd be absolutely no fucking waste. No waste. Yeah, this thing stuck out fucking 2 inches. The bolts were fucking this big. Get the fuck out of here. Now, I'm going to believe that? Come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, they just think you're so fucking stupid, right? Anyways. was my rant on space. And I'm not even out, right? I thought, hey, this is going to be great. I'm going to fire everybody, right? I'm going to fire all those fucking university dicks, right? But I was going to have a job fair and everything, right? You know, they could have went to a grocery store and started stocking shelves and stuff like that, right? They would have been, you know what I mean? They would have loved it, right? You know, we just had to make sure that there was a union there and those guys got afternoon naps, right? That'd be part of their disability, right? Hey, this guy's fucking retarded, right? He's been playing his whole life. His whole life, he's just been imagining fucking things, like little strings, and they fly around and shit like that. And these little planets, and they're fucking all over. And the multiverse, right? He's got to take a nap. He has to take a nap. If he doesn't do that, he's gonna be crying by 3 o'clock. You know what I mean? It's not because he's sad. He's just tired. Okay. So, you know, don't be upset with him, please. Right? He's so sweet, right? that's pretty well it. I just wanted to just go over all the space stuff. But it was Apple, you know. The Apple was what saved us, right? Because you know the Apple with Newton, right? That's for gravity. Right? What else was the Apple involved with? Oh, Adam and Eve was the apple. Apple Tree Day or whatever. The Apple Tree Day. That was January 6th, actually. The apple is very important. The apple is very important. Anyways. Okay, well, thank you very much. Okay, no problem. We'll be back tomorrow. Okay, Jimmy, take us out. Yeah. All right, thank you. Alrighty. Alright guys, that was okay.